This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Does the Bible answer the questions of life, such as, where did I come from? Why am I here and where am I going? Well, certainly the Bible does answer each of these most important questions. For one, let's consider, where did I come from? The truth is, we did not evolve, we were created. Our Maker plainly tells us, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 and verse 1. In verse 26 of Genesis 1, we read, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." In Psalm 100 verse 3, we read, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." All right, so where did I come from? I came from God. You came from God. God is the creator and sustainer of all life. We did not evolve. Question number two, why am I here? Well, we are here on earth not to fulfill our own selfish purpose, but to serve our creator by doing his will. The Israelites were told in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 20, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave." When Jesus was tempted of the devil, he said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Matthew 4 and verse 10. In another place, Matthew 6 verse 24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." The word mammon means wealth or riches. So why am I here? Why do humans live upon this earth? It's to serve God. It's to do his will. It's to give honor and praise unto him. And then a third question. Where am I going? Death and the grave are not the end. There are only two final destinations for all people that the Bible reveals, heaven or hell. The question is, where am I going? Where are you going? Is it to heaven or to hell? I know where you want to go and where you may even think you are going, but that does not mean you'll go there. Are you doing what God said? Because of sin, people go to hell. In Psalm 9 and verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3 and verse 23. So where are you going? You have sinned. Sin sends one to total destruction. Sin causes one to be separated from God. Sin causes individuals to go to hell. And unless they have forgiveness of that sin, there'll be no way one can go to heaven. God has made a way of escape for sinners. To be saved from hell and go to heaven, that's where God is. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart. Jesus said, "Except you believe that I'm he, ye shall die in your sins." John 8 and verse 24. We read in Acts 2:38, where all men everywhere were told to repent of their sins. The same thing is said in Acts 17 and verse 30. One must also confess faith in Jesus Christ that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, Acts 8 and verse 37. And then one must be baptized, immersed into water for the forgiveness of sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 says that so clearly. We read in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." When one is baptized, their sins are washed away in the precious blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary's cross. Then you must live faithful to God all the days of your life. Don't believe the lie of the devil that all you have to do is to accept Jesus in your heart. That is not so. People say, "Oh, I just believe," or "I accept Jesus in my heart as my personal Savior." But friend, that's not found in the Bible. But the point is, you must believe and obey. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.